When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Going live. And.
Yeah, let's see.
What is spinning circle? Are we going live? I don't know if they could see us right now. Okay, I think
it is.
We're live. Hello.
It says we're live.
Hey, everybody. Can you guys hear us? Second time doing this. We're pros.
Oh, yeah. Doing our best. Our best is almost never enough.
If we see some confirmations coming in chat, we'll continue. We'll go on to this live as we get all cozy here on our nice Saturday.
How are the mics sounding? If it's not loud enough, let us know.
Yeah.
I'm already looking at...
Oh, probably raise the mic volume a little bit. Yeah, that's better. There we go.
That happens every time. Anyway.
All right. Are we getting the chat here? I'm not seeing the chat working.
What do you mean? There.
Okay. Are you scrolling down?
Do you not see it?
No, I see it, but okay. Anybody there?
We don't have like Asmongold or whoever stream ninja who
the ninjas, yeah.
Yeah, here I'm making it bigger just
there
for
we go.
You.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. I'm seeing it now.
Okay.
Okay, we got it. Hey everybody. Sweet. Okay, that's working. Rich.
Yeah.
We had a reading month. We had a month.
We did.
We do you see the title of our live, everybody? The title, it's very provocative. It says we have a huge channel update for you all. And Rich, you have a new favorite book.
I do have a new favorite book. So news for me.
What should we go first? Should we go into the big update? And I should just first say with these random recaps, we're going to say what we read this last month, some of our ratings and that, what's on our TBR for next month. We're going to answer your questions live. We're going to give writing updates, channel updates, and what's to come on the channel. So
yeah,
do you want to go what your favorite book is first, because I gotta let you get your passion out there.
Oh, okay. I was gonna save that for the good stuff, but okay, that's fine. I'll start off right at the bat. My favorite book that I've ever read, period, bar none, beats out everything else that I've ever read, is Lonesome Dove is the best book I've read, and I argue it should be most of yours as well. So read the book, please. It's a literary work masterpiece. It honestly puts most other things to shame. So yeah, there we go. Favorite book now done. I was so wishy-washy before of like going, oh, do I love Hyperion more? Like, you know, Demon in White, I really love that book. And there's just so many other books. This is now the clear winner.
You have your clear number one.
Clear
That's
number
your favorite
one
book.
Book.
And Lonesome I've seen Dove. People in chat. So Felder saying me too. I know Kendall loves it. Kendall from the Patreon says Lonesome Dove because of me. Oh, yes, you read it because of Kendall, correct?
I did.
Yeah.
Kendall right there in the comments said she's the one that really got me to read it. I've been wanting to read it myself for well over a year. She's the one that pushed me over the edge and convinced me to read it for a book club that we have on our Patreon. It was a ton of fun for me. Yeah. I think for everyone else there as well.
And Esme saying, sorry you can't join the live here for Esme, but she was saying how the past month on this channel, Rich, I feel like there was a lot of big videos this past month. There was a lot, like the audiobook one, the Fourth Wing review. I mean, that was nice.
We've recently had some pretty well-performing videos, pretty big ones, good collabs, and
yeah.
A ton of fun.
I will say next month, as much as last month we had some of our more fun episodes, next month we have some big surprises for episodes coming out. We will have I don't even want to give away what it is because there's going to be a week where you're all going to be like, whoa, and then whoa.
And then the weeks after that, it's like, oh, this is normal content.
Yeah,
got it.
It's going to go back to Dungeon Crawler, right? We're going to have a very big peak mid-month, and you guys are going to be impressed with, I think, the some of the guests coming on. It'll be fun. So, yeah. And those were super fun conversations. But yes, so we're teasing this. I kind of want to get this in the first 5 minutes, at least, for those of you who just want that big news, and then we'll move on from there. We have some massive channel news for you all.
Yeah.
Can you all guess what it is? Like, we have, how did I title it? I said huge channel announcement
and,
or something like that,
yeah.
And Richard's favorite book. So what do you guys think the announcement is? Any guesses? I'm curious where they think this is going. Sanderson coming on the pod for Levy. No, we'd be crying.
Levy, that's
right
just
now.
Mean.
Yeah.
Don't tease us like that.
Catherine says socks. Oh, what socks you wearing today, Rich? We got always
I actually
two
have
to footsie.
I have fun socks on.
Nice.
I have musical socks on.
I've got some ankle green socks on today.
There we go.
Gotta always have those in the live. So we'll become three to ramble. No, Cuban. Wind and Truth. Let me scroll up there. What were they saying? Cuban says three to ramble. Wind and Truth arc. Nope, not Wind and Truth arc.
One day. Well, one day soon, I think. But
you just want to stop teasing them, give them the answer.
Yeah, fine. Well,
okay.
I can give it to them.
Do you want
to
do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We will be panelists at Dragonsteel 2024 this year. So can't say exactly which panel we'll be on quite yet. That still hasn't been fully decided, but it looks like we will be on a few, possibly.
Up to three, definitely one. So
yeah, there
we
go.
We'll see where that goes. So anybody going to Dragonsteel, feel free to... Oh, we got a donation.
Oh,
sweet.
Thank you so much, Sean, for the $5. Really appreciate it. Again, only do that if you really want to. We're not big enough that, like, we can't read all comments. We're reading comments.
Well, we're going to try to get to all of them. You don't have to pay us.
You don't have to pay us to read a comment. Understand that.
But Sean thank you said, thank you very much, Sean. Sean says, hey, guys, love your channel. Is there any way you guys could read and review The Children of Húrin by Tolkien? It's an amazing book. Did you read that yet?
I have. It's very good. Now, actually, a question is, I read it in The Silmarillion. Is the separate book an expansion of it, or is it the same, just cut out? I'm guessing it's an expansion. It's my assumption.
So then it would be up to me if we wanted to review it, because Lonesome Dove being a new favorite book, that will be on my TBR next month,
yes.
Of course.
But, yes.
Will it be on YouTube after the... I think that person's referring to, will our panel be on YouTube after?
Ooh, I am not sure.
We will see if we can get it recorded. We might just see one of our friends going to Dragonsteel and just, you know, hand a phone to them, be like, hey, record this, and we can put it on YouTube, if it's allowed. So we could do that. But yes. I said mine says it's as good as The Hobbit. Do you agree with that for Children of Húrin?
Possibly. I don't know. I think The Hobbit has a certain energy to it that The Children of Húrin doesn't. I love it, but The Hobbit is kind of special in its first nature. So, anyway.
And Chelsea asked, how was Mistborn? So we should actually go over what we did read this past month. You hinted at Lonesome Dove, but what was your read of for the month of August, and would you star rate everything?
Gotcha. So I basically read 2.5 books this month. I finished up the Dead House Gates from Malazan. Finished that up. I would give that a 4 out of 5 stars. I thought it was great. Definitely much improved over the first book for me. The second book I read was Lonesome Dove. Favorite book of all time now. 5 stars. It floored me in several different categories. I think the only one where maybe it's not 5 out of 5 and maybe only a 4.5 is Plot. And even then, still spectacular. So, yeah, it knocked it out of the park. And then also, both Austin and I read The Lion... there we go. Holding up the cover. The Lions of Al-Rassan by Guy Gavriel Kay. Also floored me. This is a 5 out of 5 for me. Five stars.
That's a great reading month. And we're saying here, Richard doing the correct thing, giving us ratings, unlike some other... I will be giving ratings. What did you mean by the ninjas?
Just there's a streamer, I think.
Ninja. Yeah,
I
Ninja the streamer, yeah.
We're not as experienced as people
like him. We're trying to be like the streamers out there. And Roman says, Lonesome Dove is definitely my top five. Hell yeah. So that's a great reading month for you, Rich. I have, I read 3.5 books this month. I say 3.5 because I finished up Dungeon Crawler book 5 toward the beginning of the month. I was just finishing it. I don't know how much time I had left when I started, but finished book 5. I just finished book 6 as well for Dungeon Crawler, Carl. And wow, I can't wait for it to read 7. It ends on... Ooh, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But so read book 5 and book 6. I'd rate those about 4 stars and 3.75 stars. And controversially, book 5 is the 3.75 stars. I think book 6 is my second favorite now behind. Book 4 still is peak for me.
It's weird.
It's still peak.
It's so dumb. You're... Huh? How? Like, it's just...
We had a whole episode
I know. You're the peak of the valley. It's just... Yeah, it's fine.
It was great. I really like it. So, and then I also read Mistborn book 1, which book 1 was really great. Rich and I already recorded. That'll be out, I think, next week. Maybe next episode. Monday, I think, is coming out. And so we read Mistborn. I gave that a 4.25 stars. Really great book. And then Lions of Al-Rassan for our book club, which we're going to have actually after this live, we go to the book club. I gave that a 4.75 stars. Absolutely spectacular. Like the book, the ending of the book floored me. If you guys haven't read Guy Gavroche, it's a great introduction for me. It's the first time I've read a Guy Gavroche book. Top tier, like really, really great.
Yeah.
So Rugger says Austin's brain baffles us all. Absolutely.
Yep. As it should. And it shouldn't cause clarity.
Yes. And Vera, what are you saying mid to? Are you saying mid to Al-Rassan? What was that mid comment to? We must know.
If you're commenting mid of The Lions of Al-Rassan, we're going to have some discussions in book club later.
Yeah. So that was our reading month.
Ooh. I see an important comment here.
So that was
very
we're gonna
important
move on.
Comment here.
No, we're totally moving on from that.
Sorry, I'm going to butcher your name.
We can move on.
Whatever your title is, sorry. Gammy. Howling
That's
Dark
not even close.
Whatever. Gam. It's Gam. Gam Sam. Gam. Gamal. Whatever. I can't read that. Howling Dark review when?
And so we also have Matthew says, you know, Rich just put on my TBR. So now so next month we can talk about my next month TBR is going. So now that I'm done with Dungeon Crawler, I can start First Law on audiobook because yep. Dungeon Crawler was my audiobook series. Now I can start the First Law series there while I'm going to do Mistborn Book 2. That's the one I'm reading right now. Lonesome Dove, I must read as well because it's your favorite book. So Lonesome Dove's on the TBR. And then I'm going to try to squeeze in A Name of the Wind. That would be... I'd try to get that in too. That would be a thick month because I know that...
That
is some
a
bigger
very
books.
Thick month. Those are two very big books.
Thick books. But I'm going to go from Mistborn to Lonesome Dove. That's my next two physical. What about you? What's your TBR?
I actually don't know. I think I'm going to be reading some indie books this time. So a friend of ours, Sigils, yeah. or Andrew Givler, sent over a copy of a new book he's writing. And I read part one of it a while ago. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was his best work yet. Just had so much fun with it. And I'm so excited he actually finished first draft. So I'm going to be reading that one, I think. That's, for me, a priority. We also were sent a couple indie books that I want to read myself. And then if I got time for, other than our book club book, whichever we decide.
Yeah, that'll be a toss-up. Who knows?
I kind of want to read Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian. I'm itching for something like that.
Jad from Patreon was talking to us yesterday, mm-hmm. Really pushing that.
Yeah, Austin dodged the question.
Howling Dark, I don't think I can get to it next month.
Probably not.
That's the thing. I don't think I can fit it in. Hey, Rich, if you want me to put Howling Dark about Lonesome Dove, I will.
Absolutely not.
It's not my fault, guys. It's his fault why I can't read Howling
Dark.
You
can blame me now.
Blame him.
I was pushing it, and now things, priorities have changed.
I would do Howling Dark next if it wasn't for... No.
Also,
I will be getting to it.
Cradle by Will White. Also a great idea. Someone's coming there. So Adams, good point. I would like to check it out. I checked out the animation on Kickstarter. Really cool too.
Felder asks, what would you say is your second and third spots for your favorite book, Rich? And what would I say? So what would you say, Rich?
Second for me is still a Hyperion. And then below that would be possibly Demon in White. I think my third place is kind of hard to pick. There's quite a few I could kind of put there. So it would either be Demon in White or Lord of the Rings or Night by Eli Weisel or... Oof. Honestly, I should... It'll probably be in my top five or top ten is The Lions of Al-Rasan is definitely in there somewhere. What about you?
Yeah, I would say, well, first off, too, with Al-Rasan, when we have the book club on it, I've been going back and forth between a 5 and a 4.75. It's like an immaculate book. Yeah. It's immaculate. It's like, so, it's was it more emotionally pulling than some other books? Like, yes, actually, because all of the thing, it's this big crescendo to the end, which I'm not spoiling Al-Rasan at all, but Rich and I highly recommend, like, read this book. Yes, we're going to have a review on it, so if you want to get ahead of the game and watch a review later, we will have a review on that. My top three would be still Oathbringer, Sword of Kaigan, and Golden Sun. That's my top three right now.
Hold on. Hey, Digger Dan. How you doing?
Hey, Dan.
okay, we're real slow.
Oh, yeah. We are missing a lot of comments. Sorry, everybody.
First Law is awesome. Just finished it this month. Job Academy is goated in terms of play. Yes. Varus just called my name here like, Richard, what's up? What's up, Vera? What? also, check out her channel. Great YouTuber, BookTuber.
Absolutely.
She's doing great stuff. Zevlin. And more tier lists coming up.
Who asked that? Who asked for tier lists?
Somewhere up here.
Someone asked for tier
lists. I
lost
it because I didn't.
Well, let's find them. Who asked for the tier list?
There we go. Brandon.
Brandon. You're the audience. See, I knew we'd find somebody.
Yeah. No. Okay. Look, we sometimes can enjoy a tier list video. It's not our first go-to. For some reason, it just, I don't know, doesn't get the creative juices flowing all the time.
Brandon, here's the thing.
I think half the times we do a tier list video, we delete the video. Like, we record it, and then we're just like, that was not good. Or we stop halfway and go like, no, this
really?
Ain't it. Yeah. Especially early on, we were trying to do more of them. We've gotten better.
Yeah.
But there were the earlier ones we tried to do it.
I'm not remembering that,
quit.
But you're probably right.
No, we had to reshape it, though. We had to just this ain't it. We need to figure out another way to do this. So
to
it's actually
repackage it. Yeah. Because we're trying to make it more, like we did that cliche episode, which I liked how instead of tier listing them, we just mentioned what people's cliches were and unpacked that. So that was kind of cool. You and me, Blood Meridian, let's go. Vero saying that. I Samwise says, Rich, is this your first McCartney? Yeah, it would be. Right?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. But yeah, the Prince of Thorns thing, and what I don't know if I'll jive with Blood Meridian. Could be. I didn't like Prince of Thorns for a specific reason. It was just the tone and how it was portrayed. It's not that I'm against reading things about violence and blood and gore. It's not that. It's just tone, something turned me off to it. And maybe I would give it a second chance. Am I going to read Streets of Laredo as well? Maybe. I don't know. I'm actually here live. Damn, I can't put you on 2x speed.
Yeah,
Max, you heard us.
What is that like? So we obviously sound different, but who puts us on multiple speeds? Do you guys put us on 1.5, 2x speed when you're listening to the podcast? How does that work? I imagine we sound very more chipmunky than I usually do.
Apparently, we're a bit choppy.
Are we choppy? Can you all hear us, or are we choppy? Test, test, test. Let us know in the... Grid does 2x speed. Nice. Gavig says, I put everyone on 2x speed. Oh, we are choppy. Shoot. Why is that?
Audio's fine. Video's a bit choppy.
Oh, video is choppy. Weird.
I think that's just what it be. I don't know if there's anything we could do to fix that other than my internet shit.
As long as our audio's working and coming in through. That's good. Okay, visually choppy. Sorry about that. Smooth on phone, choppy on TV. Got it.
Oh, it is.
Interesting. But Rich, what other channel updates do we have? The big one was we're going to be Dragon Steel panelists.
Yep, I'm very excited for that one. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of different types of topics talked about Dragon Steel. Like, you know, there's a wide variety of things we could talk about there, so I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, and the Wind and Truth cover came out, so that is sick.
I really hope we get the arc for it. I'm pretty sure we will.
I hope so.
But I hope.
And are you all on board for this? Once we get Wind and Truth, we're going to be doing a review by part, like part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like the fifth part will be the full book review, but we're going to go part by part and milk that content mainly because when I look back at Way of Kings, it's one big book. I would like to even have a captured like moment to part one of the book, part two of the book, so that people can read along and tune in week to week if you guys are interested in that. Yeah, okay, they like that idea. Good.
Yeah, I can't help but notice you are missing the fourth book in the Hyperion Kanto saga, and my OCD is tingling. I've never bought the fourth book. When I went to the store, I bought them all at once and bought the three, and then they didn't have the fourth. And even my second book is actually ripped, so like, it's kind of funny, though. You want to hand me the Fall of Hyperion?
Yeah.
What's hilarious is I put it in my book bag, and I ripped the cover off. Where it says the Fall of Hyperion, but the page underneath it, like two pages later, it also says the Fall of Hyperion, so it replaces the top cover almost perfectly.
Intentional.
For some reason, this looks appealing to me. Of like, you know, I ripped off the cover, but the pages underneath make up. Anyway.
It looks
nice. If that hurts your OCD, there you go.
another kind of channel-ish update. Is we went to, this reminded me of our signing we did. We didn't sign.
No. We don't sign things.
We attended a signing with James S.A. Corey, those two authors, and saw Paolini. They were at the Library of Congress, which was cool.
That was a ton of fun. Oh. You could do it. There you go.
Got it. But yes, yeah, we went to that signing. So we are going to be, I hope, do you think at Dragonsteel that we'll be able to get signed by Sanderson?
I think so.
I don't know how much I really hope he's. I don't know if it's only a certain number get to go in line or how that works. But
yeah, as far as I know, I think it's a lottery system, so it's luck of the trade. Maybe us as panelists can, you know, abuse our privilege. Maybe.
Wow.
I'm hoping for a little bit of panelist privilege. You know, just a quick, hey Sanderson, quick handshake, and then move on. That's all I want.
Yeah, that would be the dream. Mm. We are this much closer to interviewing Brandon Sanderson. We're so close. We know everybody around Sanderson we've interacted with, except the man himself. We've talked to his students, his colleagues, his inspirations,
his other closer booktube friends.
Everybody, but not the man himself. He's hard to access, and one day. Oh, we will have to prep our ass off for that. That'll be the most deep, like, several-week preparation.
We've been men on missions for this singular purpose. Like, we've been dogs chasing our tail. I don't know what will happen if we actually caught it. From the beginning, like, one of our first episodes, we said, like, the goal of this channel is to interview Sanderson.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we've gotten so much closer. What would happen if we actually did it? Would we just stop? Like, our reason for being on YouTube will have been completed.
I think we're done after that.
I think so.
What's the next step?
What's the hardest step?
Some people are still... now, the thing is, Summer is doing Way of Kings right now, so there's other people that are reading Stormlight right now to prep for Dragonsteel. Yeah. So I don't want to give too much.
I should probably reread Stormlight as well.
Yeah.
More than likely, I will try to binge read those again. So,
question from Matthew says, are you guys going to play the Cosmere RPG, or do you not really play those? What about you, Rich?
I've never played an RPG. So, like, maybe. Not opposed to it, but never played it before.
Yeah, I didn't. That was the one Sanderson thing we didn't buy, I think.
I think so.
All of his Kickstarters, when he's had the Secret Projects, his Leatherbound editions.
I don't own any of the Leatherbounds, though.
I bought some for friends, though. Like,
yeah, I bought them and gave them away. Yeah.
But I think we've participated in everything except the RPG. That wasn't up our alley as much.
Oh, any 5 out of 5 horror recommendations? I'll be honest, I don't read horror very much. The only horror book I would say I've read would be Recursion.
I got one that you've read.
Hmm.
That would be damn near 5 out of 5. It's hard to... It's Lovecraftian horror. It's more surreal. It's called Annihilation by Jeff Vandermeer. And it's got that very...
That's what I was thinking. Not Recursion. Recursion's not horror, but I still like that by Blake Crouch. Also, Vera recommended that one to me. It was a great read.
Also, Scott's saying Hyperion is horror, Rich. I mean, there's...
Hyperion has horror story in it. It has, like, two stories that are pretty close to horror. But I wouldn't say the whole thing is.
But the more I dwell on Annihilation... the more I realize how amazing that book is. Yeah. The feeling that gave me doesn't leave me alone ever. It's just, it's an absolutely great book.
Also, I think he updated the covers. So there's some new covers out for it, which look real cool.
Nice.
They look real nice.
Oh, yeah. Vera was saying Recursion Horror. No, you misspoke.
I misspoke. I meant Annihilation, not Recursion. For some reason, the covers seem similar to me in my head.
We have Annihilation. You have one back here, right?
It's behind you.
Yes. If you guys are wondering what that horror recommendation is by Jeff Vandermeer, and look how short that is. It packs a punch. And surprisingly, I thought more about the character in this book. Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah. I like most things. The book is probably better. Between Two Fires. I read that one. That also has a bunch of horror elements.
Would you say 5 out of 5?
I don't know if I'd say 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Like, not 5 out of 5. Maybe like 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Like, it's really great. But maybe not that much.
Okay.
Let's see.
After Dark with L. James interview is what the patrons want.
L. James.
Who's that? I'm actually unfamiliar. Huh. Oh, yeah, the movie we got to watch, too. Natalie Portman in Annihilation. That would be cool.
True. Our Patreon is doing the Bone Ships. We haven't been included in those. But the Patreon is. It's great. The Discord, they're having a fun time.
You know, Discord last night, I was so happy. There was like, everybody was there. It was a nice Friday night. We jumped in at the beginning, and as soon as we left, more people joined me as we left. Mm-hmm. I felt like we ruined the vibe sometimes.
Sometimes I wonder if it's the Patreon is going to become its own thing, and then we will be abandoned.
It's, what do you mean?
Or already,
what do
yes.
you mean eventually? Giraffe says, I'm a new fan, Tutoramble instead of Tutoramble.
Why?
Why the number 2?
Oh, I mean, normally it's 2. Like, it's the, I don't know, it just looks better.
Yeah, we think it looks cool. And I guess I never really thought of that. No, we didn't overthink it. We thought we were kind of going with the 2 to Tango podcast style ramblings, and 2 to Ramble just made sense.
What's your favorite nonfiction book?
Oh, wow. I don't read real things.
For me, the 2 would be Meditations and Night by Eli Weisel.
Oh.
Have you ever discussed about the classics? I would like to do more. E.L. James wrote 50 Shades of Grey.
Who said that about classics?
Taha Rad. Discuss.
We have 2 episodes coming out about classics next month, so that's perfect timing there. But for nonfiction books, I think I'd say... Oh my God. I don't think any nonfiction book I love. I haven't read one that I'm just floored by. I don't read enough nonfiction. Huh.
He would say Red Rising. That's his nonfiction.
It's real in my heart.
It's real in your heart. Hey guys, I just got my copy of Dungeoncrawler. You guys made me buy it. Good, good.
Awesome.
In order to go live, an amazing memoir. God. Sorry, we have a teleprompter screen, and everything is just ever so slightly off. There we go. Now I can read everything. Have you read H.G. Wells, his sci-fi books? Yes, I have read War of the Worlds. I love that book, too. I don't know. I guess it's horror, but I consider it more sci-fi or something. I don't know. I don't know why I never thought of it as direct horror.
Art of War is cool. Oh, yes.
Let's see. Just finished The Final Empire today and loved it. Is the second and third as good? I'll hold up. I think as a whole, yes. But there's some thoughts to be had. I can't say because he hasn't read it yet. Don't want to spoil anything.
I'm in the thick of book 2 right now.
Let's see. Read Devil in the White City and Night Circus. Oh, there we go.
Sweet.
Any plans to read any Asimov?
Not close. Not close, but eventually, I guess.
Right? I guess so. It's on the big list, but in all honesty, we just have such a huge... We're mainly... Austin has a very huge TBR to get through.
What do you all think Rich should read next? Because Rich has a little opening on your TBR.
Don't open that.
He has a large opening, actually. I
want to read indie books. That's what I want to read. I'm going to read indie books and probably this month have to reread Name of the Wind, is my guess.
Yeah. The Dragon Reborn.
That's also one I'm going to Actually, probably, yeah. I probably will. Man, I think this month's going to be a lot of reread. A lot of reread.
With Name of the Wind.
Name of the Wind, Dragon Reborn. I may reread Well of Ascension. Oh, Lord.
Dylan's asking about Deadhouse Gates. And did you like that? What your thoughts were?
I thought it was great. I thought it was a lot better than the Gardens of the Moon. I appreciate it so much where Gardens of the Moon felt like you were on the outside and kind of gate kept from the world, where Deadhouse Gates, it felt inviting. I was actually a part of the world building. That's why I really enjoyed it.
Memories of Ice. We have, have you read The Bell Jar by...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sylvia Path. No, we have not.
I don't think I've heard of that book.
And Lucas is saying John Gwynne books have a lot of Austin energy. Take that however you will.
They do.
I'll take that.
They do.
Got some
They're
Austin
good.
Energy. I like
they
that.
They do have Austin energy.
What is Austin energy? How would you put it, Rich? Why did I ask that?
You shouldn't ask me.
Let's pull the audience. What is Richard energy and what is Austin energy? When you guys say this in the comments, what does that mean? Just so we can kind of encapsulate what your perception is. Mario says, don't lie. You're currently in touch with Sanderson. Oh, Mario thinks that we're secretly in touch with... That would be so cool. That would be so great. We just drop a Sando episode. That would be great. If you all missed the announcement, we are going to be panelists on Dragonsteel. So we are hyped about
already
that.
Have read the Magic Treehouse books. So there you go.
Hey, there we go. Richard. So Brandon says, Richard energy is rural. Austin energy is urban. And then... Morocco says Austin is gnome, Richard is goblin. Richard is right, Austin is wrong.
Good.
Richard tired of the bull crap, Austin excited puppy. Kendall says big action is Austin energy. Nixian says Richard is cat energy, Austin is dog energy. Actually, that makes sense.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, Nixian, that makes a lot of sense. Lucas says Richard energy profound, likely sci-fi, makes you think. Austin energy is boom, kaboom.
Boom, kapow.
I like how we added boom then kaboom. Tony says, what are both your favorite stand? Oh, sorry, we were going to Austin energy is G-rated David Goggins. We're gonna carry the books. Richard is black cat. Oh. Austin's gold retriever. Yeah, I'm starting to see. I see
a pattern. Yeah.
I see the pattern there. Yeah, yeah.
Not entirely inaccurate.
No. I do see.
Are you that... holding hands off screen? Oh, yeah, just under the table.
The biggest plot twist is those episodes where we get more heated. We're like comforting each other. Yeah. It's okay.
A gentle caress.
Behind the camera, you all don't know this, but we put on a face like we hate each other. But really, behind scenes, we're like, are you okay? Or like, was that okay for you?
That's not. Sorry. No. I can't lie to you about that one.
Digger Dad says, also, where are the dragon wings? That is going to be my Halloween costume. So that's a 2-for-1 special right there. By the way, that Force Wing episode, do you all like that where we have other guests on for a review, particularly if it's their wheelhouse? Because we might, we reach out to Patrick Leo and others to see if we can do book reviews with them to kind of add some gravitas to the review.
I just really enjoyed talking with them. They had great energy. So much fun to actually bounce things back and forth between each other.
Definitely. Looks like that's a yes from everybody. Yes, other guests. Awesome, awesome.
Other guests are like Marvel Universe link-ups.
Yeah. Kendall says no Patrick, though. Why no Patrick?
Why? Patrick's great.
Patrick's awesome. Is it because of the covers? He's been getting some flack because of the covers changes.
What do you mean? Like,
he's been announcing, and I was putting some cover changes behind Will the Many. Did you hear about that at all?
No.
Oh, okay, let me show you this. Has anybody heard about the cover change with Will the Many? Here, I'll show you, Rich. Just, you'll hear Rich's reaction. I'm going to look this up. New Will the Many cover. New Will of the Many cover. I don't know how involved Petrick was. He either helped design it, but remember the old one?
Yeah.
This is the new one, and people really don't like it. Can you see
this
it?
This seems a little fresh to have a new cover.
This one. That's the new cover. It's getting some flack. Some people like it.
I mean, it's not bad. It just looks kind of generic. It looks like other things I've seen before, where the first cover I thought was just, it stood out. I like that blue. I don't know. What about you?
I like the original one. But yeah. I also don't know if, what's the drama? Can you guys update us on that drama? What is going on about that? Levy says big drama is that all future covers will be like the new one. Okay. Got it. So they're going to be that style rather than the original. I like the simplicity of it. I know it wasn't anything special, but
Austin Davis.
Yeah.
A name sounds familiar.
Huh. Is it real?
I think I knew an Austin Davis once.
Oh, neat.
I don't know.
What would he
anyway? Ask? Is it realistically possible to read all of Stormlight Archive before the next one comes out? Yeah, you can. Audiobook.
Summer's doing
it
right now.
If you do audiobook, you definitely can.
And then we have, are there any other people behind the scenes helping with this live, or is it just a two?
Just us two. We don't got anybody else right now for this.
Just
and
two.
Yes, Blindsight. Yes. Actually, I did promise Coop, member in our Patreon, I'd read it with him, and things got ahead of us. He read it ahead of me, and yeah, he has said he really liked it too. So maybe I should read that next month.
Yeah.
Oh, Salty saying he's helping. Yeah, you're helping in spirit, buddy.
Moral support. What do you think of Shannara series? We haven't read. So Terry Brooks, he's gonna be in the Rose City Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
We were just promoting that other day. We filmed a quick ad for them, but he will be giving a masterclass on how he wrote the Shannara series, or just for writers. So
it'd be pretty cool to check out.
Yeah,
especially if you're in the area.
Yeah, if anybody's in that Seattle area, Oregon at all, up there, Washington, if you're within like a 6-hour drive, go check it out. Super cool. Oh, and we have a code, TutorRamble, if you're nearby and want to buy a badge. So that works. Salty, what's the live? What did people read lines of Al-Rassan? Because we're going to be having a book club on that, and I still don't, you know what? I was hoping that you would give it a high rating, because I knew you were like, you weren't convinced yet, but the ending got you.
The ending got me, but I look at it as, who am I to say that this book isn't a 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
It seems audacious of me to give this anything less than a 5 out of 5. I feel like
he's better than me, right?
He's better than me.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't disrespect that. I bow to his feet.
Ulrich says, I'm listening to Nero's speech now, and it's, oh, yep, Darrow stuff. Awesome. We got some Red Rising fans here. I love it.
We are not on the Pacific. Well, anyway. We are on the East Coast.
Yeah, we are East Coast. We just know the con's happening way out there. So if anybody is in that area.
Are you guys JWs?
What is a JW?
Don't know what that is.
Let us know what JW is. We don't know. Did someone say feet? Oh, Cuban, you should have came earlier. We already showed our feet.
For free.
For free.
Dungeon Crawler
inspired us.
In this economy.
Have you guys given yourselves a goal deadline for your own books you're writing? Oh, yes. Quick writing update on my half.
Yeah, how's it been going?
Last month we left off with I finished the outline and chapter one. This month I finished chapter two, chapter three, and we're in the thick of chapter four. I just got a good speed on the latter half of this month where I have a good writing routine now where I write 3 hours a day except on weekends. So that has been helping keeping me structured, and that is awesome. So my deadlines are kind of act by act now that I have this new structure. I think by next month, I hope to be done with act one. That's my goal. So by next month, I hope to have that, which will be like 12 chapters, something like that. That'll be cool. And so what about you, Rich? Any updates with the ideas, the thoughts on writing?
Time is hard to find.
Yeah.
I've been busy with work lately. Work has actually been making me work. I kind of was hoping to read more at work, but they have not been letting me do that. So unfortunately, no.
I feel like the next update we have, we're going to have a great reading month.
I hope so.
We have to.
We have to.
I mean,
this is one of the best, but
yeah.
Jehovah's Witness then? No. I think that's what the JW was.
Oh,
not Jehovah's Witness. And Tevin asking if we will read book three of John Gwen's Bloodsworn Saga, Fear of the Gods. I will be reading it as soon as it comes out. I'm excited for it. Very hyped. Austin's not read books one and two, so can't really do much of a review on it. But I will be reading it, so I'm excited for it.
I'm playing some catch up.
He's playing catch up. It's okay. Let's see. Have you revealed the genre of the book, sci-fi or fantasy?
Oh, it's fantasy. I'll stick it for a second. Yeah, it's definitely fantasy. It's absurd, whimsical fantasy, and it's YA. I would say my inspirations for the book is combining Percy Jackson and Discworld. And like that would be my pitch to publishers of like Percy Jackson plus Discworld and absurd with a protagonist. It's more of a fool's triumphant story and along those lines. Coming of age as well. So yeah, I have it all plotted out. It's just writing it and not overthinking when I write things and not trying to make this. My cap on prose is like YA. That's why I'm also doing YA. I don't have the skills to do anything crazy, so I am staying within my lane from the first book, and then we'll grow from there. But I can't wait to get it done. Like, it's the passion of my life, so I cannot wait. But yeah, love you saying YA, Chelsea. Aw, hell yeah.
What are we doing, a review of the Bible? That actually
starting with that, Genesis.
That actually just sounds so audacious.
What'd you give characters?
What'd you give characters in the book of Genesis?
Books of Genesis. I don't know. It was kind of.
I don't know. Deuteronomy kind of went hard for me. Like, man,
it
what
felt
a
very Deus Ex Machina for God to come in. Like, that's the point. That would be great. Why whimsical sounds right? Yes, Lucas. Yeah. Whiskers for Austin's book. What does that mean? Whiskers?
He probably has
whiskers for Austin's book.
There's maybe.
Oh, that's their name. Crispy Whiskers is their name. Okay. Well, yes. What was she saying up there?
Or she has like a block or something. It could be.
Richard, would you rate 10 emotional impact? No.
No. No. Absolutely not. No.
The max I'm getting from Richard is a 2.5.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Why whimsical? So I was right that. Have you read other YouTubers' books? No. Yes, actually. Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We've read GiveReads, his books, which Soul Fraud, Dandelion Dynasty, Death Tax, which isn't out yet.
Death Tax is his best one of that series.
I think Dandelion Dynasty. Not Dandelion Dynasty. That's the wrong series. Dandelion Audit. His book too.
Audit,
that's my favorite. I would say Death Tax is close.
Death Tax is my favorite of his.
That's fair.
Arguably, after reading part one of. I won't say the name of it because I think that'd be spoiling it, and he's, you know, still working on it. But I like his new series even more.
What did Julie ask there? What motivates you guys to write? Where do you think the inspiration comes from for you guys personally? What would you say to that, Rich, for your ideas? Where's inspiration come?
Mainly seeing other patterns and tropes and going, wouldn't it be neat to see something same but slightly different? For me, the plot and a big element that I've thought of was kind of tired of the, hey, religion is always the ultimate bad guy of like, oh, the church, and it's just terrible. And it's like, all right, yeah, sure, history of the church, get it. But in fantasy, it just kind of got boring for me of like, yeah, whenever I see like the priest character, it's always eventually they're going to be super corrupt and actually go against the whole tenets of the faith. Like, eh. Let's have them be good guys once.
I came up with an idea of basically
they still have flaws, but ultimately is a push for good. Like the fantasy religion I have is like ultimately pretty good with its flaws and maybe an interesting history that goes along with it. But anyway, that's at least for me.
For me, I want to keep answering some questions too. I'll go back to that. Remind me to go back to that question, Rich. I don't want to ignore that. Do you have any recommendations going postal after reading Going Postal? Oh, Mort, Small Gods.
Mort, Small Gods. If you're Guards would be a good place as well. Actually, even more so, Guards, because it takes place in Ankh-Morpork again after Going Postal. Wonderful.
Which I'm just gonna say, screw my TBR and go back through Discworld and start with book one again because I miss it. I just want to go back. But as far as inspiration for books on my end, a lot of reading stories and seeing how different stories get across their messages, always great just to get perspective. I'm like, oh, what's good, what's bad, how to write. Mainly where my book comes from is just trying to see struggles in my life or just go, okay, life experience and what can I actually write that I could effectively... A lot of mine's about like the characters in there having parents with divorce and dealing with that in a coming of age story, and also relating to it's all different kids have situations with their parents, and it's about overcoming their different struggles in an absurd, whimsical world. So I'm trying to mix my love of fantasy with some of like life experience that I have that could hopefully give a new perspective, but also a fun story. So it's a lot of the things I love is comedy plus when it can get a little serious. So I'm going to try to have a message plus be fun with it. And now we have Alex saying, Richard, please say something in Spanish. I will cheer from Barcelona. Go ahead.
Hola, Alex. ¿Cómo estás? I don't know. Estudié español después de cuatro años después. Y, God. Anyway, I've lost a lot of it. I could speak it before, and I went about 4 years not speaking Spanish, and that's hurt me. I need to go back. And then, like, after a month, I'll be okay again. But anyway, sorry, caught me on a off time.
Off time, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You lose it if you don't. You lose a language if you don't actually speak it.
Mm.
It's the reason my dad still goes out of his way to speak Spanish to a bunch of people just to so we can keep it.
Yeah. Chelsea's asking us, what is our process for picking books to read?
One of us forces the other, basically.
Usually.
People complain and bitch and moan at us to, hey, read this book, and we finally give in.
I hate to say it, but I think the number one thing is, like, the reason I'm going to read Howling Dark isn't just you. People constantly comment it, so I'm going to be forced to read it.
Yeah.
Not to encourage the harassment online, but it does work. Harassment for us works. So the more people spam on our... We had someone go to our videos, because how YouTube Studio works when you see comments, you get the most recent comment from any of our video archive. And we've had people go on to like 20 of our old episodes and just comment, read blank, read whatever the book is. Like, read Howling Dark on an episode where we talked about, like, I don't know, our place in the universe. And they're saying, oh, you got to read. And so we see it so much and we're like, you know what? To stop those comments, I'll read Howling Dark. It works. That's how it partly gets there.
Yeah.
And yes, Kendall, I am half Italian. My nani nono are from Italy, and I speak more Spanish than I do Italian just because I learned that in school, but still speak a little bit of both. Not fluent at all, though. Howling Dark, then Demon White, yes. And Levy says, hey, Rich, read Goblin Emperor. Hey, Austin, read Rage of Dragons. Yep, Rage of Dragons I will eventually, because Levy, you've bowled me plenty on that. Don't worry.
I've tried. He started it, and he didn't continue.
I started it, yes.
But he didn't get to the big inciting incident yet, like the big moment.
Okay.
You started, and you didn't even get to that big scene in the beginning.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Anyway.
Oh, that's an important question. What's your favorite color, Rich, from Mario?
Blue. There you go.
Green. Mario, our P.O. Box is 200 Lawyers Road, P.O. Box number 6. In Vienna, Virginia, 22204. Did I do that off memory?
I
think that's correct.
I think so.
Yes, I believe that's it. It's in our video descriptions if you ever want to check it out.
Any favorite video games? Hollow Knight and Tears of the Kingdom. And yeah, that's about it. I guess I have others, but oh, Don't Starve Together. That's probably my favorite game.
Did we play
that
together?
Ever.
Was that the one? No. Was that the one? No. What was that swing game we played that one time? What was that called?
Is that like Yarn?
Yeah, a Yarn game.
Some Yarn
game. It was
game.
Fun.
We play as a little Yarn character and all that. So
Mario asks, our favorite YouTuber. Ooh. Who is your favorite YouTuber?
My favorite YouTuber?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid to say that because YouTubers just been falling from grace recently. I'll give it an easy one. Favorite YouTuber right now is Vera from our Patreon because she pays us
$10 a month. Yeah.
Also, she makes good content, so you should check her out. There we go. That's a safe bet. If I say anyone else, it's like, oh, no.
I thought you would say, like, Dan from Digger Dan, because you go on his channel for Wheel of Time stuff.
He's a close second, because he gives me the outlet to talk about Wheel of Time.
Nice.
We have been on, we've been with Jimmy Nuts, chatted with Nuts.
No, we haven't.
I thought we were.
No, we weren't.
Damn it. We had that planned. I thought we were.
Actually, Jimmy, he reached out to us a while ago, and it just kind of fell through. As in, he was like, hey, you guys want to come on? And I think through scheduling, or through something happened where it was forgotten. I think we were both
How long ago was that?
That was like a year ago.
Oh, geez.
It was so long ago. It was mentioned like, oh, cool, we'd love to collab sometime, but we didn't set a date. So I'm sure we will eventually, or we'll have him on at least. So Tony says, can you both recommend me a fantasy sci-fi standalone book, and I'll buy them right now, unless I already have them. Okay. Fantasy sci-fi. How about that one? I mean, we've recommended that a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy, Pure Nessie.
Nice little standalone there.
Sci-fi standalone.
We already recommended it today.
Nope. Oh, Better one is Project Hail Mary. Project Hail Mary is one of the best sci-fi books I've ever read. Top five books I've ever read. People are asking, like, that honestly has to be in there somewhere. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Let's see. Lions of Albersant. Yep, a bunch of people say that. Let's see. The book cover for Wind of Truth came in. Do you like it? I like it. It didn't blow me away, but it looked similar in vain. It didn't look surprising, if you know what I mean. It just follows same in vain, but I don't know. I think I'm going to have it in my hand to really judge it.
Agreed. I think for sure Way of Kings is still the best for covers, but it fits with the theme. I like that. I don't like when book series go off the theme of the prior ones when the art is so different. So I like that it's consistent.
The problem that I find with the Stormlight covers is I think it peaked with the first book.
Yeah, I loved Way of Kings. That was the
Way of Kings cover is the best. And then every single one after that, I think, goes down. Like, I like it's literally in order of what are my favorite covers? Reverse order of release.
Riddle of War is a great cover. I would go 4 at least. We got Liza Lachlamora, Great Gatsby, Dungeon Crawler, Carl. What should I read first? Wow, that's three very different books.
Actually, I had Great Gatsby here somewhere.
Anyway, you got it.
I would read Lies of Lachlamora, then Dungeon Crawler Carl, then Great Gatsby. There we go.
Now, so we have our book club to go to in 10 minutes, so I kind of want to transition this into going back into next month for the channel, Rich. Sure. And so we gave some updates. We have what we plan on reading, what we have read, some of our writing updates, channel updates, anything we missed channel-wise from this month, or that we can hint at next month. Other than, next month's going to be awesome. We'll just say you guys will enjoy next month.
What are some of the book reviews we're going to be releasing next month?
Mistborn's coming out.
Mistborn.
Alrasan's coming out. Lines of Alrasan. We will be reviewing Dungeon Crawler Book 5 and 6. So all you Dungeon Crawler fans out there, that's going to be continuing until Book 7 comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be going into Lonesome Dove eventually.
That won't be next month.
Probably the month after, because by the time we record and then read, record, put out there. But what do you think for video? We can tease at some videos we have coming out.
We got some really cool collabs coming out with some pretty fun people.
Very fun people.
I was really excited for a lot of those. They were all a bunch of fun. So I guess we'll announce that fairly soon.
Yeah.
It'll come out.
Yeah, those will be
out. Be patient.
We'll have like a couple week period of just collab. So I know that I was asking in the Discord what videos of ours they preferred, and they said they like the discussion topics when we do that or have a guest on, seem to be, and then reviews. The ones they liked the least were when we look at news, like review things like that. I was like, fair enough.
Yeah, no, that's not our forte.
No. don't forget Hollow and Dark. Yes, I know. But what are you excited for next month, Rich? What do you want? Where do you want the channel to grow from here? This could be like a little this live. We can use it as a log for ourselves. This isn't for the people.
I would
to
like
mentally log what you think.
I would like to read a few more nonfiction books. I would like for us to review a different genre of books, preferably. I'd like to just dip our toe into that kind of thing. This is my preference.
Feeling that little historical fantasy setting of Lines of Orisan. Ooh, nice.
I'm just feeling like, hey, look, we've been going hard in the paint with fantasy and sci-fi. It'd be nice to spread our wings a little bit.
Into, like, romanticy, into manga, into... See what you're saying.
No.
You just want to read a couple of little One Pieces. You want to go into the YouTube algorithm like the whore you are.
No, I want to go the opposite direction. I want to read books and review books that will get us less views.
Okay, good. nonfiction, nice. Hey, Cosby Reviews, what's up? Levy says, oh boy, do we have a good pitch for October. Uh-oh, we'll see. We'll see. So with that all being said, then, we'll go ahead and answer a couple more questions before we have to hop off. We have the Hatter says, would you work together to write a single book or write two separate series in the same universe like Malazan?
I think we would, but I think we both probably need more experience with writing itself and then more confident in ourselves than we could do something together.
Definitely. After I publish at least one book, I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it
would be nice to have some under our belt, like the Time War thing, like the cool letters back and forth in Time War. Mm-hmm. Having that where we each write a chapter back and forth, having some sort of plot with that would be awesome.
That would be really neat. Any chance of us collaborating with other fantasy cosmic booktubers? Daniel Green, Murphy Napier. We are collaborating with other fantasy cosmere booktubers. Won't say who, but
yes,
though that is coming next month.
Several coming up. Yes, mm-hmm. That'll be awesome. And we have Stephen King's On Writing is a good nonfiction. Yes. Actually, yeah, some of my favorite nonfiction books are how to write books, like Save the Cat. That's a great nonfiction book. It's very informative for me. And we have Safehold by David Weber. Okay. Mm. Very nice. I want to end this with a bang. Someone get a good juicy question out there that we could just leave people suspenseful until we come back next month and join you all for a live. I need somebody with just a juicy question. Sorry, repeat the first question. Just want to hear your thoughts on video games like Halo.
I loved Halo 2 growing up. I didn't play the rest of the games because I didn't have an Xbox at the time. Actually, game I'm looking forward to the most coming out recently would be the remake of Epic Mickey.
What's that?
It's a video game.
Oh.
Nintendo.
Epic Mickey?
Mickey Mouse. Huh. Epic Mickey. It scratches the nostalgia itch for me. It's one of my favorite games growing up as a kid.
Nice.
So I'm excited for that one.
Mistborn's going great.
Least favorite collab you've done. Start some drama.
All right, that's a great way to end this off. Violet, you knew the assignments. Let's get least favorite collab, Rich.
Ooh.
Oh, Violet, we're not avoiding this. We're answering this. End of every live, we should answer a super controversial question. Don't know. Let's not avoid it. Let's double down.
Okay.
We gotta think about this. We gotta. Zlovy says it was salty.
That's a safe answer because.
That's a safe answer. We need a real answer.
Real answer.
Okay. Let's think through our collabs. Actually, I got one. I think.
Okay. Oh,
I definitely have one.
Sure.
And you can't take my answer.
I can agree with you.
Nope.
Okay, fine.
I would say my least favorite collab. Oh, don't clip this and send this to him in the wrong context. Let me expand on my answer. The least favorite was with Library of a Viking because before when we had the channel set up with like a podcast episode and then we had a short video that came out that was like 20 minutes long, the collab we had with Library of a Viking was like us going over our top five, it was like tropes or something, top five bad or good tropes. And it was filmed like this where we were giving our top, so we didn't actually collab with him. He sent us recording, we sent him recording, and we put it into a video together, so we didn't actually have a conversation with him. So that was my least favorite video collab that we did. Don't you, stop clipping it! Damn it! I'm going to have to go message him now. So that is why I think if we did a collab with him again, I'd like to actually do a podcast episode with him. Now, what's your answer?
Shoot. I liked all of them. They're all fun. Like, all of them had different challenges. In many ways, I think the beginning of our collaboration with...
Oh, who?
Like,
we got 3 minutes.
I know. I'm trying to think of basically, so the first part of Brian McClellan's, I thought just didn't go as well as I wanted it to. It later wrapped up to being good by the end, but I don't think, just one, we messed up on getting timing for it. I think we were nervous because we're like, we fucked up on the appointment and everything. So
yes,
it just was uncomfortable. It turned out being good in the end. Then we had a ton of technical difficulties with it. Our recording equipment just fucked up and incredibly frustrating. I would love to have him on again when less nervous and the camera equipment actually is working.
So you heard it here first. I hate Johan and Rich hates Brian McClellan.
Yeah, basically. That's
exactly. So clip that and then send that to them. Okay, but we have to dip out for our book club. We're doing Lions of Elversan. So we'll see all you patrons over there. Other than that, Rich.
Yeah. Hey, and if you want to join, we're doing our book club pitches.
Yes.
Is it this Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, Monday for the next month's selection. So we'll see what they all force us to read next. But everybody, thanks for joining again. We're going to be doing this every month, so we'll see you for live in September's live.
Yep.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. And let's see. Clicking end, and it's going to take forever for it to actually go on.
Let's shut this off, too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.